Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 366 of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community that is gaming for the elderly, a fun, friendly, loving place for those of you that can buy your own beer to come play games. I'm just one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, finally got that right. Joining me this week, we've got some of the old usuals, if you will, starting from my top right, moving down to my left and right and center and back. I'm going to start with Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, Mark Annex here, back at last after being patient zero for the zombie apocalypse. That's what it felt like anyway.
Mark, you kind of were. I mean, yes, you gave me the cold and ocean between us. Yeah. And you were sick for quite some time.
That game Plague Inc. is nothing on me.
Apparently not.
Yeah, Mark Annex on Xbox Live, PSN, Steams, and Twitters.
Well, thank you for making the show. Thank you for staying alive. And thank you for finally not spreading disease.
Yeah.
Also on the show this week, sparkly and happy to be on the show, we have Nicole Radowski.
Oh, and here I thought you were going to introduce Robin because, you know, he's sparkly in personality.
Right? Oh, we just nicknamed him Bubbles.
No, I'm here.
Yep, Nicole, gamertag. Do you want to throw out maybe your Twitter or something like that? How can people find you?
Let's just do the Twitter thing because right now my brain's not working. OC underscore Amaryllis on Twitter, and then everything else is listed there on Twitter.
There you go. All right. That's the easy way to find you. And finally, last but certainly not least, the tyrant from the north, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, everybody. It's Robin Tate here. Thank you very much, Greg. Nicole, LaGuardia Airport has closed down tonight. They're using your top as a flight path. And it's so bright. Anyway... It's kind of cool. Bongo the Sane here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. You'll get me at Bongo the Sane on Twitter and Bongo the Sane pretty much everywhere out there in the internet. It's great to be here. It's been a busy couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to talking about some of the things that have been happening on the show. And it's lovely to be back with all these great people because it's nice to see Mark back. I love this team and I love chatting about games.
Well, we do enjoy having you back on the show, Robin. Well, I guess we can kind of dive into... Well, actually, before we dive into it, I want to do a little shout-out of my own real quick. True Skill Games, they reached out to us on Twitter. I don't know if they listened to the show or how they know of us, but they reached out to us and they said, hey... They asked actually if we had Xboxes, and I was like, well, are we all Xbox or if we have a, different consoles? And I was like, well, no, there's a pretty good mix of different consoles within the community. I wasn't quite sure where they were going with this. But they have issued a loose challenge at the moment. They said we should get together and play a little 4v4. And I said, absolutely. We are game. It, of course, depends on what the game is.
Let it be Gears.
Gears, Halo, because they did say that they all have Xboxes on their end, so they were looking for an Xbox match. Lots of different ways we can go about doing this.
Rocket League would be good.
Rocket League, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That could be fun. Mm. I know Kim was shooting for the Frozen, game, Snowball Challenge.
Yes.
Not so God sure about that one. we could even do some racing. So absolutely, we are down for it. And
maybe we should do them all.
We could have a
series
for real, because then I could whoop all your asses.
It all depends.
Xbox, no.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Some places
scribble an idea down.
Scribble an idea down, Robin. Yes. So True Skills, if you're listening to this, hit us up. We accept, and we look forward to doing a little gaming. And, hey, anybody else out there that has a gaming community that you want to do some challenges, set up some game times, I think we're up for it. So, and I speak for everybody. That's the way this works.
Because you're the boss. It's your
Absolutely.
Job.
all right. So that out of the way. If you're listening to this right now and you are not in our Twitch channel and you're listening to this recorded, that's okay. We certainly want you to listen to us any way you can. But if you happen to be around a Saturday afternoon and you're like, you know what? I feel like just listening to a podcast, maybe watching a podcast while it's happening, just shoot us up on Twitch. In fact, you can just type in live.g4te.com, and that will get you to our Twitch channel. And there you will be able to watch us podcast live, even participate in the chat or chat. And sometimes we acknowledge people in there. Sometimes we don't. It just depends on the time of the day. And speaking of the time of the day, is there anybody worth mentioning other than ourselves in that chat as we speak right now? We got a little bit of late start. I apologize. All right, there are people.
There are people.
Oh my
Good
god.
Good people.
I'm loosely described as people.
I'm now nervous.
Well, Chapstick's in there, and we know we love our brother from down under.
Yes.
Harley Dan and Sarah RCGC.
All right. Well, hello.
Hey Dan. Hope you're feeling better. Hope the elbows are doing okay. He's had some elbow problems. I'm sorry to talk about this, Dan, but I did hear when I was listening to the veteran gamers that you didn't have a poo for 6 days because of the medication. God.
Thanks for sharing,
that must
Robert.
Have been
yeah,
an
no.
explosion.
And then when he did, he couldn't wipe his ass because his elbows were hurting.
certainly. Well, his mother, I'm sure, mum would have helped him, I'm sure. Or he maybe got one of those sticks off Amazon with the wee cloth on it.
No, change the subject.
I'm speechless.
Hey,
Dan,
look, Dan,
thank you for
better,
yeah, thank you for allowing us to, well, you didn't actually allow anything. We just did it.
That's where we roll.
Yeah, it is. So it is. here's my, because my son gets constipation constantly. Miralax is a friend of the family. And also, don't forget a little bit of oil. You can always mix in a little bit, you know, throw
I've
in some olive
oil.
WD-40.
WD-40, you know. Yeah. Worst case scenario, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind.
No, let's stop.
Yes, we're stopping. But we are just super excited to have everybody here listening to the show. And again, we talk about video games. That's primarily what we do. We also talk about other things. So one of the other things I want to talk about is I did a Walking Dead spoiler cast with spoilers, Gary DeFelice. I know.
Your arch enemy.
Yeah.
You weren't in the same room, were you?
No. As a matter of fact, no.
No, he's still got all his body parts intact and Gary's still alive, so.
Yeah. I don't know what would happen if Gary and I were actually in the same room. I can't imagine it would be positive.
You'd embrace. You'd
There'd
throw it out.
There'd be lots of hugging.
There probably would be.
Nah, it would be one of no, you started it. You push me back. Push forward. You know, no. There'd be no hit, no punching. Just girly pushing. Back and push. No.
However, in June, I am now with work probably going out to New York. So this also is going to be an opportunity to try and start maybe gathering some people to maybe converge on New York for the weekend. Maybe I can convince my wife that it's okay. I stay an extra day or two. So I'm now starting to kind of put some plans in motion. So
it's a short drive.
It's a short drive. I think you can row across the ocean, by the way.
Seamus is still digging the tunnel.
All right. Damn it. Dig faster. Anyway, so yes, Walking Dead spoiler cast, the Walking Dead, crazy good. Game of Thrones is now just around the corner. Even though spring is here, winter is coming. Just saying.
Winter's been coming for 4 or 5 seasons, right?
Yeah, this is going to be a good season, though. I have a feeling it's really going to kick off in a big way. All right.
That last episode, wow.
Yeah.
That battle, wow.
Anyway, all right, enough of that.
Anyway, no spoilers, stop.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I've been good so far for one show of not spoiling anything. I want to try and keep my mojo going for Mr. Miyagi especially.
Keep your chin to the eye.
ignoring you guys on the Game of Thrones one right now because I'm like a season behind.
Okay.
So am I.
Well, saying there was a big battle is not anything spoilish because I think there's a big battle in almost every Game of Thrones. Yes. But okay, enough of that. Let's talk video games. I'm trying to think who hasn't been on the podcast the longest.
Mark.
It's Mark or Robin, and I don't know who. I guess it is Mark.
Well, week before last, I did host, but then again, you didn't listen. Yeah.
True.
We had a great show, you remember?
I did finally listen to it. It just
it
took
a
me
good
a week.
Show. Yeah.
I finally caught up. I do occasionally listen to our podcast.
The last time Mark was on, the ZX Spectrum had just came out.
Last time Mark was, I think Bill Clinton was still president of the United States. Mark, what have you been playing?
Unsurprisingly, only a little bit of The Division.
That's actually quite surprising.
Well, that's what I meant. I probably said it wrong. Yeah.
Unsurprisingly would be, it's not shocking, but this is shocking.
Yeah. I've been, and my wife's like snoring now as well, so that doesn't help.
We could have passed that off on the dog. You didn't have to actually throw your wife under the bus.
He always does.
Yeah.
Poor Jenny.
I've been a big advocate for The Division. I was singing its praises last time I was on. But then just the weekend before the update for the incursions and everything, they had some problems with the daily missions. They stopped renewing. And the daily missions were the only thing sort of like were keeping me going back to it to get more Phoenix credit, to get more better gear. So I stopped playing it.
Okay.
Until the update. And then when the update hit, I went on for about 15, 20 minutes. The vendors had more blueprints than what they did beforehand because of the update.
Right.
So I've now got all gold gear with a gear score of 178.
One of the big changes now, the gear score. That's kind of how they're going past level 30, so to speak.
Yeah, and I know that's not the highest. I know Wumble was on 180, and I've none of the green set items. But I've just not had that desire to play it that much.
Mark.
But that's probably...
Mark, how many hours have you played this for?
According
to Xbox, 6 days and 10 hours or something.
Yeah.
You
so okay.
No desire.
I have no desire to play this game because I've played the crap out of it. I mean.
Amen.
But look,
you've got your money's worth. Don't complain.
Yeah. I am because the reason I've not wanted to go back to it is because I've been playing two other games, and they've got me hooked.
Okay.
Good. I actually finished. I've been playing it for quite a while now. I've mentioned it a few times. Assassin's Creed Syndicate,
right?
The one set in London with Jacob and Evie Fry. I finished that early hours this morning, and I sent my victory achieved off. I did my Assassin's hooded.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you do your
image
dance? Huh?
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that. That was a really good Assassin's Creed compared to sort of like Unity and. Black Flag was good, but Unity was a big letdown. This has pulled it back for me. I was quite riveted all the way through.
Okay.
The story was half decent. There was a bit of a tie-in to Assassin's Creed 2 as well. I don't want to give any spoilers, but there was some sequencing in Assassin's Creed 2, which was like an overarching story.
You said sequence, like as in like a dress?
no, S E Quins. It's sort of like the precursors, the original people who started it all off, the Pieces of Eden. So
okay,
yeah, so it's good. Right. It's good. I've tied it in.
Hope of the aliens. Yeah.
On Assassin's Creed 2, you had to get them hieroglyphs, and it gave you some video clips.
Okay.
So, it ties into that a little bit.
All right.
So I really enjoyed that.
I've heard a lot of people saying Syndicate is fabulous.
Yeah,
it's been really good.
I've still got the Jack the Ripper stuff to do, which I will go back to do. but I wanted to start. I've been wanting to start this game for such a long time now. I've heard so many people talk about it, you guys, and especially Fraser. And that game is Metal Gear Solid 5: Phantom Pain.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, I was laughing at your tweets and your messages because yes. You're absolutely right. The opening is batshit crazy.
Oh my god! that first prologue, Awakening. Oh man, that I didn't know what the hell was going on, but it was so beautiful. It was so well choreographed. It was just amazing. It was just a massive Michael Bay action scene all in one, and oh, unbelievable. And like I said, I didn't have a clue what was going on, but I loved every minute.
No, it was like Michael Bay sniffing glue.
Yes.
But there was a wheel in there as well. And a unicorn. And that's the whole god.
When all that was over, then the game actually started, and I got my first sort of like feet on the mother base, and I got my Fulton, and right. Your first Fulton is so memorable, and you put this balloon on this guy, and he goes, woo, and it's so funny. I found a puppy, and I Fultoned a puppy, and when I went back to the base, the puppy came running up to me, and I picked it up, and it was so good how it did it. The little things, Greg, it's a little thing.
I know, it is the little things. I know.
I've now got the upgrade where I can Fulton equipment out. I haven't got the one where you can get vehicles yet, but so I can now Fulton out mortars and turrets and stuff. So okay. I've done a few side missions, a couple of the main missions, and I love it. It's brilliant. I like the stealth in it. I like the how you use the binoculars to mark people.
It's a good game. It is a good game.
What is Fulton for those who haven't played?
Fulton is it's actually a real life thing, which people didn't think it was at first, but yeah, people looked into it. It's a real life thing. It's an extraction system where they attach sort of like a weather balloon type thing, and it lifts them off, and then there's an aircraft above somewhere, I presume, waiting to take them away.
Yeah, I want to say the aircraft comes by and it has almost like, a scoop on it that can basically catch the balloon.
Yeah, there are cases where it'll give you a percentage on the chance of it being successful. And if you've got a sandstorm or if there's sort of like a lot of cover, like you're in a shelter or something, your percentage will be zero. Or if there's a sandstorm, you might have a 30% chance. So you might not always get the extraction, so you got to be wary of that.
Okay.
The gunplay's good. I like the gunplay. I haven't got any decent weapons at the moment. I've managed to craft a sniper rifle, so I've got the sniper now. So that's a big help. But I don't really want to kill people. I want to knock them out and extract them and get them in my base.
Can we actually call this proper? You want to knock them out and kidnap them and basically put them in as indentured servants.
Slave labor.
Yes. Okay.
I always start a mission with the best of intentions and end up killing everybody.
Yeah.
When they discover me.
Don't say knock them out. Or no, knock them over. What was it,
yes.
Robin?
Knock them over.
Knock them over.
Priceless.
Yeah. Graphically, it's superb. It's a beautiful game. It's on par with, if not better than, The Witcher.
Okay.
It's that level, and the sound. As I was playing it earlier hours this morning, I had my headset on, and the sound for the headset is absolutely amazing. Brilliant. Really good production. The other thing what annoys me is, after every mission, the run credits, and the start of every mission, the run credits.
That would be annoying.
Hideo Kojima, written by him, directed by him, obviously, and starring Snake. And it's a bit frustrating already, and I'm only like 2% into the game, but I suppose it's one of the little things.
This seems to be
a small nip.
Fraser's jam. Yeah. Fraser's, what everyone said about it.
He doesn't care about the story.
Yeah. Well, you can't follow the story in this. I've got a clue what's going on. There's this fucking floating girl with a gas mask, which I presume is Psycho Mantis, who I think she was in 4. I saw her in 4. And I know she was in an earlier game, because that's one where you have to use a second controller on the PS2.
Right.
So, but the fire guy, I haven't a clue who he is.
This whole dialogue is lost on me. Unless, the only one I know of is Solid Snake, and then after that, it's like, okay.
Yeah,
it's good.
Sadly, it's on the PS4, Greg, and I wish I had it on the Xbox One because I think you'd enjoy this game.
Mark, as much as I know you think this, this is my tier right here. There's a tier because you said it's on the, you know, I can't play it right now.
I actually put something on the WhatsApp which I thought I'd never say before, and I sounded like Robin. And I actually put it. Oh, it's a shame it's on the PS4.
I have a PlayStation 4 somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Mark.
It's nice to actually use a PS4 for a change.
It is, yeah. It is good that you're getting use out of it. And
the controller, all right, I love the PlayStation 4 controller. I always have done. But I miss the Elite controller because there's a lot of clicking the sticks in this to select things. And I'm so used to them paddles now on the back. Using that.
You've been spoiled.
Yeah, I've been spoiled. Yep.
Actually, out of curiosity, Mark, do you go? Do you just have single paddles on each side, or do you have double paddles on both sides?
No, it's single, but just the two top little ones. I can't use the bottom ones because
really,
even with the top two ones, I'm always catching them when I don't want to.
Yeah, see, I use the top or the bottom one, and I don't use the top one. I pulled the top one off. It's a giant bird.
I just use the two top little ones. Don't use them long bottom.
So also. A little helpful advice here for those who have an Elite controller. I didn't know this at first, and I discovered it when I want to say I was remapping, or I actually read the manual. Go figure. You actually read the manual. But I don't know if you know, on the Elite controller, the sync button at the top, if you just double tap that real quickly, you will feel it vibrate 4 times. It shuts the paddles off.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And then double tap it again, you'll feel a strong vibration, and it turns them back on.
Right.
So if you're not using the paddles, you can turn them off, and this way it's not a big problem.
I know in the configuration you can actually disable the paddles individually.
Right. This you can,
but it permanently disables them.
It turns the paddles off, so this way if you're watching like Netflix, you put the controller down on
your
leg.
So you want to put the controller down. That's good. Yeah. Matt. I like that. Yeah.
God, there's a wee Japanese man feeling really guilty because he thought he caused an earthquake night before last by doing that by accident.
Not funny, Robin. Not funny.
Too soon?
Yeah, probably.
Pay for Japan again.
All right, Nicole, let's turn to you. What have you been playing, my dear?
My dear?
Betas, actually. I have been the beta queen this week.
You have, indeed.
I know. I played Doom last night.
Yes.
I've
heard it's fast.
It's doomy.
It is Unreal Tournament with different looking dudes. I mean, really.
I've heard it's like Halo looking dudes, and I can.
They are Halo looking. They are very Halo looking, and then it's like you get the Halo looking dudes, and then they do the stupid little dance things, and Yes, that's their little taunting.
Okay.
It's the Carlton. They're doing that little Carlton dance.
Oh, they're doing the Carlton dance. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, this Carlton dance. That one.
You are so not my favorite person anymore, Mark. No, so they do the Carlton dancing, and then there's where they can do the little rock on. It's only the top three get to do their little taunt thing. Right. It is very fast paced. You have to follow these little arrows around and blow up shit. And I haven't quite figured out why the hell there's a demon in there somewhere that just spawns and does things. But
because,
I've never played
because it's Doom.
Power up. Before. It's power up.
Yes, because it's Doom. Mark just shut himself off for some reason. Yeah, he might have lost power. That
you know why? That is the Destiny gods getting them back for playing that freaking music again.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could
They're
be.
Like, maybe drop this mic. Stop teasing Nicole. She doesn't need it today.
Mark is. I think it he's is, still on the call, but I don't know that.
Can
you
hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you. We can't see you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I think my internet's been a bit skewy for a while now. They're doing a lot of updates, free updates to get more speed, and it's just been hit and miss for a lot. And it's only off for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So did you play any Doom, Greg? Did you?
I did not play any Doom. I downloaded Doom. I started it, and I got to the character configuration screen. It was late at night, so I was like, you know what? I'll come back to it the next day. And then the next day, it wasn't available. So I don't know if they took like a couple days off, and now I know it's back on. So I plan to play some over the weekend.
I think they extended it, didn't they, by an extra day? Now it's until the 19th instead of the 18th?
Correct.
Or was that Halo? Somebody
That is for sure Halo. I know Halo is extended out as well. Yeah, and that's another beta we can talk about.
Yeah, Greg and I actually, we'll move on.
The Doom thing for me, I mean, I was quick with my game. You know, big style, quick world, you know, quick tournaments, everything they got there. And it is very much like that, you know, the power-ups, even the sounds, the rocket launcher, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that we've all moved on, you know. I don't know if we're past that. It probably is fun and a great team. It is very fast. But I don't know if it has any staying power for folks like us any longer.
Well, so here's the question. Is it, you know, is maybe the multiplayer not necessarily the draw for Doom? You know, has Doom evolved into or is staying a single player game more than it is a multiplayer game? I know they want it to be multiplayer, but is it just the draw of the single player?
Yeah, well, I hope that the single player is a decent sort of campaign. Again, if you think about Doom, it was all about corridor shooting and there was monster closets.
Right.
They sort of a door opened and they all popped out. And it's now, as Doom is almost seen as something which is something quite classic as far as level design and the type of game. So I'm hoping that they pay it some respects in the single player. But I think if I still had a rental service, it would be a renter for me. I don't think I'd be rushing out to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there with
I think
them.
I get my fun out of Halo and stuff like that there. I've been away from Halo, and now that these updates are coming, I'm looking forward to getting back in there. Because Forge, we've been rattling away with Forge, Nicole, sort of segue into that.
Yeah, I did. I actually, you know, my little SWAT guns map that I used to make with the really dark interior. I have done that again.
Ooh,
that's what I was recreating
cool.
last night. I can't remember the name of the map because I really don't know these maps like I did for Halo 3 and 4. But it's got whales, these little whale-looking creatures. So you get the whale sounds, and then you can add motes. And so you get little dust bunnies flying around, and you can add fog. So I turned down all the lights, added fog, added the motes, got the whale sounds going, got some machinery going, and it's super ass dark. I've, like, blocked out as much of the light as I could, got rid of the entire second level, so it's all on one level. And I just, I'm like, they put the server offline in the middle of me doing this. So I really seriously could have killed 343 at that moment in time. But, so tonight when we're done with this, I'm going to go back and go see, see what, cause I saved it before I quit, cause it gave me a little warning. It was like, warning, you know, we're going to turn off the servers. I'm like, you asshats have to pick the one server that I'm on. Go find another server. So I saved what I was doing. I was working on the purple team's little loadout thing, and hopefully it'll still be there, but I cannot wait because SWAT guns was one of my favorites.
So what all have they done? What are the updates to Halo?
Well, the biggest update that's happening right now. So they've been doing map updates. So with Halo 5, all multiplayer maps are free, and they've been basically rolling out a new, I want to say one or two maps pretty much every month. Some of them are player created maps that are being officially kind of given the green light. Some have been internally made, and there's been a lot of balancing stuff that's been happening on Warzone and in terms of rec cards, and they've been updating in terms of weapons, bringing out some of the old school weapons, which is funny because if you think about Halo, there's a really small kind of set list of weapons on a whole, but they've got variants of the weapons within Halo 5. So they've been updating that and rolling those out as, you know, rec card acquisitions. But
yeah,
the big update that's in beta right now, and I'm assuming is going to release probably next month. That would be my guess. But that is Warzone Firefight. So thinking back to Halo 3 with Firefight, this is like it, but it is different. So in Firefight, it was all about horde mode, surviving waves and waves of enemies. You killed everything that was out there, and then the next wave would start up. In Warzone Firefight, it's similar to regular Warzone, except for it's not PvP, it's player versus environment. And so waves of enemies come in, and you are given objectives. Now, it's a pretty limited scope on what we're seeing right now. So there's only, I think, one or two map variants that they're doing it on. And the waves seem very pretty much static in that you have the first two waves, it's basically go out and kill kind of all of the enemies that are on there. But you have to do it within a certain set amount of time. So you can't just, you know, because the maps are larger, I think that helps a little bit. So you really have to go out and hunt down the enemies. And a little love there.
That's so, for Mark.
Yes, I got that. So you do have a time limit, which is different than in Halo 3's Firefight. In Halo 3 Firefight, it was, you know, kill the enemies or be killed. In Warzone, you have to do it within a certain amount of time, otherwise you'll fail. And then there is a, in the middle, the third round right now is the defend, and it's defend the garage on the map that we've been playing. Basically, it's defending an area. I think that's been the most fun because the enemies are converging in on you and you have to keep them out. You can't let them occupy the area for longer than a certain amount of period of time. And then it goes back into killing the enemies that are out on the map. And eventually the fifth wave, there are some very large, like, named boss creatures out there that you have to kill. And all throughout this, just like in Warzone, you're getting access to bigger and better weaponry to combat the enemies. So I really like Warzone Firefight. I do think there is room for it to improve considerably. I think they can make some really good tweaks to it to make it even better. I do find it tends to be a little on the easy side, only because you're able to respawn. So you're not, you know, if you get killed, you're not out of the fight. You respawn within a few seconds. And the team sizes, it's minimum 6, maximum 8, which that I would like to see tweaked. I'd like to see them maybe lower it to 4. You know, it is dedicated servers, which is nice, but I think, you know...
Yeah, it's harder to get 6 people.
It's harder to get 6 people. Now, it will matchmake you automatically, by the way. So,
okay.
If you don't have a full team, you'll get matchmaked with other people and you'll be a full team. But, who knows, down the road, you know, as games get older, they wane a little bit in their popularity, maybe matchmaking becomes a little bit more difficult. Who knows? So I'd like to see maybe getting away from the timed waves and maybe just, you know, have some of that traditional firefight, you know, just you have to kill everything out there. Maybe make them a little more difficult. And then, of course, varying up the locations and the objectives that you have to do, I think would also be a really big call.
It sort of raises a bit of a point with me that games these days all seem to be having longer tails.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Assassin's Creed Syndicate, talk about Metal Gear, games like Dying Light, which are now, some of them a couple of years old, GTA, you know, that they keep on selling. GTA is still in the top 10 lists of
GTA is crazy, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I will pick up Assassin's Creed Syndicate at some stage because it sounds so good, and I will finish off Metal Gear. So, I think we're playing games differently now. I think, you know, there is so much choice.
Yeah.
And you maybe get a year down the line or something like that there, which is good, a good thing, I think. So.
No, we're not
spending
disagree.
More time with them.
Yeah. Nicole, overall, how did you like Firefight?
Oh, it was fun. I know they've made some tweaks to it since we played. they were talking about getting a whole bunch of good feedback. They specifically were discussing the garage thing, and some of the spawning issues. So right. They are in the process of making tweaks due to feedback. So they do listen to the community, which is a good thing. It was fun. I didn't have any problem with it. It showed how rusty I am at playing Halo, because it has been a very long time.
Right, right. Well, and Halo 5 is very different.
It's different
from previous Halos.
Yeah, because it's a little more Call of Duty-esque than Halo. So, I don't know. It is a little different. But, I mean, I think once I play it and get used to it again, and it's something I could see myself playing with a group, with us, any of us, or anybody that wants to do a little challenge like you mentioned earlier, I'm totally up for that. I might laugh myself to death at the lack of skill I have. Or as we in the South say, we have no skillability.
No skillability. Nice.
No skillability. So, but, you know, it's not, it will never be my favorite game. Not anymore.
All right. I'm imagining there might be another game on the horizon that will be a potential favorite.
Possibly. We'll see how their beta goes on the 18th.
There we go. Anything else you wanted to talk about? What about Battleborn? Let's talk about Battleborn.
Okay, so I downloaded it, and I'm like, it's going to be some stupid cartoony game, and I'm not going to like it. And almost 2.5 hours later, I had to make myself put the damn game down. And there were so many elements about it that really just irked me, but I just kept playing. And I played all the way till I had to kill one of these major bosses on here. And I'm like, so I did the whole little first chapter of it.
Right.
And enjoyed every stinking minute of it. It was so stupid, though. It was like, it was typical for them with 2K, with the same repeating over and over again of the same sentences. You know, like in Borderlands, you know, the character will say, can we go now? You know, if you stop for too long. But she says it like 5,000 times. Well, my little character that I picked did the same thing. She was like, and she's Russian. So she's cursing at them in some other accented language. And I'm just like, what the hell word was that? But she would keep saying it over and over again. And it was like the same 3 or 4 things. If they would maybe expand the taunting that the characters do, then make it a little more interesting. And then what the hell, I don't know what this was. You see this little hand when she runs? And her little hand is twitching. Like she's trying to screw off. She's like trying to screw off a soda bottle knob.
Thirsty.
I don't know what she was doing.
Thirsty.
And her little hands, I'm like, who the hell runs like that? Nobody in their freaking right mind runs like this. Their hand
is
not
twitching
like that. Well, she
has good hand movement.
I don't even want to hear.
Nope, not going there.
No.
So Battleborn, this is, and the other big beta, I guess, going on right now is Overwatch.
Mm.
Play that one.
So Overwatch, I'm trying to remember who is Battleborn.
Overwatch
is
Blizzard.
Overwatch is Blizzard. Battleborn is Gearbox.
Yeah, 2K is Battleborn, too.
Yeah. So those are, but they're very similar from my understanding. It'll be interesting to see if you get a chance to play Overwatch and how you like that, comparatively speaking.
You got to think that Overwatch has the chops over Battleborn. You know, Blizzard. I mean, when
you'd think, but it seems like, and Nicole, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I remember in early discussion, you were saying it was kind of reminding you of Borderlands a little bit.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I played it. Yeah, a bit like that.
Same company, so yeah. But
and we all like Borderlands, right? We like Borderlands.
It's just they've got the good stuff of Borderlands. You just run over it. Well, better than Borderlands, you just run over it and you pick it up. You don't have to hold X down to pick up all the loot. The 900 loot boxes that are there, and there are 900. Like everything you can shoot at.
All right.
Possibly will give you loot, and that's good, because you can get extra lives. which I don't get the whole extra life. Just give me unlimited life and let it go.
Right. I don't know. Mark is playing porn in the background again.
No,
he is.
Let's do this thing! Yahoo! Mark, it's okay if you just, you know, mute the phone. I'm just saying.
I just got into my podcast app to sort of try and find Step J's True Skill podcast. And the Veteran Gamers podcast sort of, like, carried on playing. Sorry
about
that.
Okay. So
we are live.
Yeah, all right. So True Skills is Step J's podcast. I honestly did not know who True Skills was. I have not listened to his podcast yet.
Really?
Call me guilty.
It's hilarious.
I need to listen to it now.
Yes, because I was giving him shit about their Gears comment. I can give a lot of people shit about their Gears comments, Mark.
Well, we will give them an extra plug at the end of the show for sure. Anyway, sidetracked again.
Always.
Yes, we do get sidetracked. We're old. We do that. So Battleborn looks to be a winner with you.
Well, it has potential. It has. I mean, like, I would get it. I don't think. And that was the thing. I didn't think I was going to like it. And I'm sitting here playing it and realized that, you know, it's been almost 2.5 hours.
Right.
And I was like, where the hell did the time go? Because I didn't want to put it down. But there were a few little quirky things that if they could fix those, I would be happy. Because the whole screw top, right? If you saw the character run.
Right.
I'm going to have to video it. You would laugh your ass off. It was just, it was retarded.
Is it like a T-Rex trying to masturbate?
No, Mark, bad visual.
Oh, sorry.
Bad
visual.
I really wouldn't know what that would look like, Mark, so sure, no.
You've not seen Jurassic Park?
I'm pretty sure they did not do that in Jurassic Park, Mark. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jurassic Park, Mark, is a whole other movie.
Right.
Okay.
Not one I've seen. Sorry.
All right. Anything else, Nicole?
God help me, no.
Okay.
I don't need it. No,
we're good.
No more references. We're good.
All right. Robin, let's talk about what you've been playing. I know we've covered a few things already, let's talk. What have you been playing?
As I've had free time, I've been playing Division up to chopping away there at level 25 now.
You've passed me. Mm.
So, again, like we said before, it's 20 minutes here, an hour there, right, sort of thing. Working my way through the story. I have no intentions of going to level 180 and light or whatever the hell it's called now. I want to get through the story. I've had fun with it.
Okay.
The only time I've ever went into the Dark Zone is the time when my mic wasn't working, so I haven't been in since.
But
I'm having a ball. You know, people have been dropping in and out of the game. Kyle Adamski and a few guys in and out, Dino
Robin,
yeah, it's been good.
My goal now is to lead you back into the Dark Zone.
So it's still a thrill, you know. Not all my gear is purple. I'm working through my purples. I'm sort of clearing the map as I go along and playing side missions and trying to get myself badassed before I take on the main mission campaign. So I'm a few levels ahead of where I need to be.
So let me ask you and Mark, I suppose this would fall under you too. So in the Division, do you guys still mess with the appearance stuff, the appearance loot?
Nah.
Or are you just kind of set with what your character looks like now?
If I pick something up which I think, ooh, that sounds nice, then I'll equip it. But I've got quite a nice snazzy jacket and I've got my pom-pom beanie hat, what I like. So yeah, it'd have to be something really cool to replace what I've got now.
Okay.
But what I like about the clothing is you can mix it between your other characters.
Right.
So you can share them.
Right. Other characters.
Shared wardrobe. Yeah, I know. Other
it's
characters.
Not, it's
have
not
just
really
one.
Different enough.
Yeah, I've got
I mean,
two
I'm sure there will be a wacky
mode.
So I'm sure there will be a wacky time when they'll have Bermuda shorts and stuff, but there is a realism-y thing about it at the moment that everything is pretty, you know, camping and outdoor stuff. So it's not that different. So
I do always laugh at the trendy jacket, and I look at it, and I'm like, that doesn't seem all that trendy.
Not that trendy.
Yeah, pretty sure that's not trendy anymore.
And with people like Mark putting in 6 days, and God, I'm sure I haven't looked, but I'm sure it must be 40 plus hours now. And that's for me, that's really, really cool. So, yeah, having a ball with Division, and I will continue to. With the Xbox Live Gold this week, this month, I went and I'd never played the first Dead Space.
Oh, okay.
And now that I've upgraded, my man cave, I've been playing a few levels, and I'm going to work my way through it. Because on a 9-foot screen with an upgraded sound system, late at night in the dark, it's pretty cool.
Not like, a 90-plus game like a Fallout 4 or anything like that, but I think it's done gangbusters sales-wise.
Yeah.
And
it's not arty-farty. There's nothing particularly new in it, but everything that it does really, really well. It's really refined, really slick, and right out of the box, and fair play to Ubisoft for that. And with people like Mark putting in 6 days, and I'm sure I haven't looked, but I'm sure it must be 40-plus hours now. And that's for me, that's really, really cool. So, having a ball with Division, and I will continue to. With the Xbox Live Gold this week, this month, I went and I'd never played the first Dead Space.
Oh, okay.
And I've upgraded my man cave, I've been playing a few levels, and I'm going to work my way through it. Because on a 9-foot screen with an upgraded sound system, late at night in the dark, it's pretty cool. Now, it does look a bit... You can really notice that it's a bit dated looking, but it's still more than acceptable to play.
Right.
And I'm actually ready for... I'm sorry, there was a Dead Space 3. Am I right to say that?
Yeah. There was. That was the one that was... So Dead Space 2... I thought Dead Space 2 was probably the best out of the three.
I thought it was brilliant. Yeah.
Two was fantastic. I liked the original.
Well, the original was good, but I thought...
Two was good, but I put
the shit out of me.
Yeah. But Dead Space 3 was the one that introduced co-op. That was the big thing with that, and it did not go over well.
Okay, well, just the real gun thing, the way you can turn it and shoot the monster's limbs off, it was lovely to get back to that again. That was cool.
Yeah.
I think the difference between the first one and two was the difference in environments, where the first one you're mostly trapped on that one ship, and it's a lot more corridory thing, I think, is the difference. But very atmospheric still, even though it looks a bit crusty. It's still a good game. I'm enjoying it.
I like the zero gravity bits in that. Have you got to them yet?
No, I haven't. No. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'll work my way through it. Now, what I've had the most fun with, absolutely fantastic, and Mark, I could love you to play that music again.
That what?
Yeah, you know that music clip you've been playing?
Yeah.
That would be a great introduction.
What, this one?
To hear coming down the heat or coming out of the grabbing like that, if you don't get a fion, you're a show. Potato!
I have my head in my hands, folks. last year at EGX, I met some Norwegian developers from a company called Game Swing, and they'd been developing a little indie game called Stickbold. Stickbold. And they had one little screen in the corner, and they were just really nice young guys.
Right.
And it was for a PC release only. It was only where that was going to come. And now it has been released on Xbox One and PS4 and PC as well. And Stickbold is so much fun. What is Stickbold? Stickbold is dodgeball.
Okay.
But it's 70s dodgeball, so you play, there's two main characters, and there is a story mode through it, and you're Bjorn and Jerome, and they are just like from the movie Dodgeball. It's like the tiny little shorts, the headbands from the 70s, and it has a really, really wacky story. It is the music, the sound, it's so much fun, and the story sort of moves you along, and at the end of every sort of little cutscene, you have to have a dodgeball match, but you end up fighting the devil and goodness, the devil coach, and it's really, really, really crazy. It's absolutely nutty. Now, the only thing against dodgeball and this cartoony sort of top-down look is that you can play 4-player co-op, but it is only couch co-op. There is no multiplayer co-op. But even in single-player, it's lots and lots of fun, and it's cheap and cheap as chips. Please support these guys.
Cheapest chips.
It's called Stickbold.
Stickbold.
And it is Stickbold.
So Stickbold, for those that don't want to throw that German accent in there.
stickboard, Norwegian. Yeah, really, really fun. So, yeah, I would recommend if you want to laugh and good fun and good co-op game, Stickboard would be it.
Okay.
Definitely. Doom and a few other things. I touched on Quantum Break, but haven't played it enough to give any sort of real opinions on it.
Okay.
And a few other bits and pieces and some Forza, of course. But yeah, that's me. That's me.
All right. Well, I think the only game left for me to talk about, since we talked about The Division, we talked about Halo Warzone, although I do look forward to Halo Wars.
Installed.
Yeah, Quantum Break. Quantum Break. So I have continued playing through. I really am enjoying the game. So a couple things. One, there was a glitch happening that I did not know. I didn't realize it was a glitch. It was kind of putting me off. There's a flashing light glitch, and they very well may have patched it by now because they've been working on a patch for it. But you would be in the game, and anything that was like a floodlight or a distant light or even just something glowing would start flashing at you. And the flash on screen is almost blinding to where, it kind of like takes over the screen so you can't see anything. And at first I thought this was just part of the game because the game has a lot of crazy visual effects sometimes. And so I just was accepting it and just being like, okay, well, I'm not crazy about this visual, you know, element they're bringing to the table, but, you know, okay, whatever. And I'd work through it. And I wish I had known this was a glitch now because the simple fix is you just quit the game, reload it. I think it's happening when you are resuming the game from quick start. I think they have some kind of issue going on there. And so it's not meant to be. So if you are experiencing these flashing lights in the game where you're noticing it's rather annoying, you'll notice. You will notice, it, you know, like lights behind walls will shine through. Once I figured out that that was an actual glitch, it was something that was not supposed to be happening in the game, I quickly started or stopped the game, restarted it. It was cleared up, and wow, that game looks much better when there's not flashing lights happening.
Because you did mention it last week.
Yeah.
The slight thing was there, but now you've realized it's a glitch.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
Robin, I'm sorry. Why do you look like you're trying to take a piss?
Probably because he is. Don't ask. Don't ask.
That's the angle. It's like...
I know. Don't ask, don't tell.
I'm standing up.
But speaking of lights, he's got some in his little camera lens thing there.
Yes, and now his camera is turned off, so we scared him. Quantum Break, though, the story... I have really been enjoying. There was a little bit of a lull, I would say, maybe a quarter into the story got a little convoluted for me. And I think a part of it may have just been me dealing also with this flashing light issues. And so I was almost, in a sense, kind of being distracted by that. But I am now well into Act 4. And the story has gotten really good. It had a really nice kind of twist to it. I'm not going to say anything more to that other than I've been enjoying both the game story as well as the TV episodes.
Question.
How are you liking
Have you downloaded?
Getting mixed?
I will take questions separately here. Robin, sorry. Yes, I downloaded the episodes. I know you can stream them, but I thought, you know what, I have the bandwidth. I can handle that. So I downloaded it 75 gigs onto the hard drive. It plays right from there. That would be my recommendation to anybody if you have the ability to do that. If not, you can stream it. And I think streaming it by now probably is less of an issue than it was when it first launched. I know there was some server issues and some hiccups to the streaming part of it. Now, Mark, you had a question on the...
Yeah, so how does the gameplay elements and the TV series, how does it gel? Does it take you away from the game? I know you mentioned it.
Yeah, so
I watched my nephew play the first sort of like chapter on it,
right?
And the first episode, and I quite enjoyed it. But as soon as the episode started, it was I don't like this. I want to get back in the game. Well, that's kids for you.
Yeah, so for me, I enjoy the episodes. I don't like the way Quantum Break has handled their kind of mission structure. So at the end of each mission, at the end of each act, they have a loading screen, which I've gotten so accustomed to not seeing major loading screens. So they do have these loading screens. So that's kind of annoying. So that takes you out of it a little bit. In terms of the episodes, basically what happens is you get to a point within the game that you're ready to go into an episode, and it will actually have you change, and you will actually control, quote unquote, one of the villain characters, and it's a very brief segment of in-game control where you control that character. There's some dialogue happening usually, and then you'll be asked to make a decision in terms of kind of which way you would go with it. And they're typically not, they're very different in terms of how, the direction you can go. But ultimately, my understanding is everything will funnel you back into the same kind of ending. So there's not multiple endings to the game, but there are multiple paths to getting you to the end of the game.
So
get a different TV episode.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely. Right. There are different TV episodes. So, small spoiler, and this is the very beginning of the game, something happens and you can choose to basically have somebody taken out, or you can choose to have kind of the Monarch, which is the big giant corporation, and you can elect to have Monarch PR cover it up.
Yeah, I saw that bit. Yeah, right. And we went the PR route.
Right, and so depending on which way you go, you will get a completely different episode.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So the episodes to me are really well done. And they're not the Avengers movie quality, cinema style. But I would say they are as good as most television shows out there. The action has actually been quite good, and I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to see a lot of action sequences in the television shows, but so far, based on my choices and what I've seen, there's been quite a bit of action and blending of, kind of game mechanic into the live action stuff, and I think it actually comes across pretty good.
I was listening to Stu from Veteran Gamers. He was playing this, and he ripped it to shreds this morning. I listened to it this morning.
Yeah, Stu's a fucking and twat.
I think he's just anti, even more anti-Microsoft than Mark is. It's just unbelievable, because it has got above average reviews. I mean, 70s, 75s, in around there. So there's people that are really not going to like it. But
well, it is very
divisive.
But if you
go by
divisive.
The reviews, it's no way a bad game,
No. So this game, it is going to be probably a love or hate kind of game. And I say that in a lot of people are not going to want to watch the episodes. There's a lot of people out there. Fraser comes to mind. He doesn't want to be bothered by an episodic game or a lot of story. He wants to play the game. He doesn't get into story all that much. So for him, even though you can skip the episodes and you can skip the cutscenes, I think they're an integral part of it all. And so it's part of the experience. So I would say, probably not a game for somebody like him. It is going to be divisive. You are probably going to hate it or love it. You're not going to fall in the middle. It's not going to be a situation of, oh, it was okay. It's either going to be, I really enjoyed what they did and I liked it, or no.
How long is it?
My understanding, it's anywhere from 7 to 10 hours is the average playthrough. The TV shows, there are 4 22-minute episodes. So about 90 minutes worth of the television stuff. So, not too much of that.
Not too long.
And the episodes themselves, like I said, they go by pretty quickly. But, again, to somebody's point that may not want that, you do have these four sections of the game where suddenly you're kind of put, it's time to watch a television show. And you may not necessarily have the time to watch it.
Somebody's trying something different,
I agree. I like the fact that they did something different. I think it works fairly well. I'm not going to say this is going to be groundbreaking and that every game company out there now is going to start doing this. I think this is probably a one-time opportunity. I don't necessarily foresee Remedy doing this again. They may make a sequel to this. I don't know that they handle it the same way. Maybe they will. I don't know. But overall, I'm enjoying my experience with Quantum Break. Okay. And more so with the game mechanic, getting into firefights, utilizing all the time powers is exceptionally fun. Once you really understand how to use your time powers and how not to approach it as a third-person cover shooter. You need to approach it as I need to be constantly thinking about how I want to use my time powers, how I'm going to approach the enemies at hand. You know, kind of an example, you know, one of the firefights I had, there were a number of quote-unquote bad guys. There are bad guys that will appear, enemies that will appear that are going to be resistant to your time powers. So they are moving within the environment. They're not, you can't freeze them. You can't, you know, affect them with your time powers versus you can affect most of the enemies with your time powers. So once you're in a firefight and they're on the field, so to speak, you have to change your tactics and you approach it differently. And I've really been enjoying that. And stringing together your time powers and kind of like, you know, using your time dash to get to a new spot on the map and then turning around and using your time shield to maybe, you know, create a health, you know, health moment and then using your time dash again, because all of these powers are independent of one another. They're always constantly regenerating. So you can use them pretty frequently. You're not going to have to wait a really long period of time, unlike The Division, where is a really good example. The Division, you throw your turret out there. Once your turret is used up, it's a pretty long wait for you before you get another turret to be able to toss back out, whereas these time powers seem like they regenerate much faster.
Okay. Good. I look forward to playing it.
But yeah, so that's it. I'm done. I think we can move on. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that happened this past week. There wasn't a whole lot of news. There were a few things. So the Nintendo Miitomo app, which was a download app, apparently has been fairly successful. Over 4 million users have downloaded the app. And they said that basically that's translated to basically 4 million people that have used it at least once a month and 1 million who use it every day. And that is translating out to approximately about $280,000 in app purchases every week for Miitomo.
What's it to buy in there?
I believe like there's in-game... Yeah.
Clothes, outfits, whatnot.
Yep. Yeah.
I've never downloaded it because it's Nintendo, so I've got that much interest in it, but...
Yeah, it's not my bag, for sure, but it is interesting to see them having some success in the mobile space, and, you know, I mean, by Nintendo standards, probably not a huge earner, but if it has legs, you know, I'm sure Nintendo is pretty happy with what's happening there. And maybe we start to see Nintendo further go into that mobile side of things. So interesting, just kind of the direction of Nintendo and some of their things that they're doing. This is one that, to me, it hit my heart, and I was super excited about this. Mark, I know you were excited about this. Robin, yeah. I believe, also excited. And Nicole, your robot man, I know... I believe you were excited about this. Titanfall 2 officially kind of released, if you will, from a teaser trailer. You know, we'd not seen anything from Titanfall 2 yet other than the fact that we knew it was being made. We knew it was going to be multi-platform, but they officially showed off within this teaser trailer also the PlayStation 4 logo, the Xbox One logo, and PC. So coming to all three platforms... so this made PlayStation fans very happy. And more importantly, we saw a very different kind of looking world, a very jungle-like world. A Titan comes in to where the drop pod is, and it throws down into the ground a sword.
A big-ass sword.
A very big-ass sword. But in context to the Titan's body, unlike Final Fantasy, it is proportionate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, swordplay apparently coming to Titanfall 2.
Oh my god! And what is the word?
I love Titanfall, and I'm quite excited for this.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it. You know, I know they have.
And they're going to have a proper single player as well this time, aren't they?
Yep, they've said they're going to have single player. They're going to. I mean, let's face it; they said they had single player last time.
Yeah.
But they have a new game engine as well, so I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what they've done with Titanfall 2.
They said they're going to do a lot at E3, didn't they? They're going to talk about it, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I suspect this is going to be... I don't recall if we had a window for this game, but I'm thinking it is going to be a holiday 2016 game.
Yeah, I'd have thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Last little news piece, the March NPDs came out, not that... The NPDs are the be-all, end-all, but it's always interesting to kind of get a sense of what's selling, what's not selling. PlayStation 4 continues to sell gangbusters. It led the hardware charge. However, hardware was down about 90% year-over-year, which is interesting. Maybe also lends to all of these rumors about refreshes on the consoles coming out, Xbox Slims, PlayStation 4.5. We'll see what the console makers bring to the table at E3. Retail game sales were up 8% year-over-year, so that was interesting. So more software being bought, a little less hardware being bought. Unsurprisingly, we'll look at just the top 10. Minecraft still on the list at number 10, mind you. So it's almost off the list, but just still there. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 also lower on the list than I would have expected, to be honest, at number 9. NBA 2K16 at number 8, not shocking to me given NBA Finals are starting to kick in. By the way, go Warriors. Pokemon Tournament at number 7. MLB the 16 had a great showing at number 6 for a baseball game. I think that's fantastic. UFC 2, surprisingly, at number 5. I didn't even know this came out. So go figure. And then the game that, honestly defies all odds, outside of Minecraft, I should say, Grand Theft Auto 5 at number 4.
Just amazing.
Yeah. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD at number 3 for the Wii U.
Two Wii U games in the top 10.
Yeah. That's craziness.
Exclusives. Yeah.
What is the world?
What was the install base of a Wii U? Was it 10 million?
It's somewhere.
I thought
there.
It was just you, Gary, and Fraser.
Yeah. So, but seriously, you think about it. How big actually are these numbers? So, if there's 10 million EU Wii U's out there, not all of those are going to buy it. So, say there's even a 50% or 60% take up, that's 6 million copies. Yeah. That's not mega.
Well,
Sorry. This is just the charts. This is not the list of games in the year.
This is for the month. This is for the month.
Okay. So that's a different animal altogether then. Sorry. I would
suspect this is probably in the neighborhood of a million sold for Twilight Princess. You think about Wii U owners, they don't have a huge library of new games coming out unless, they do have indies coming out. But in terms of AAA titles, they don't have a lot. So...
there's two types of Wii U owners. There's me, who buys exclusives, Greg.
Right.
So the things that I can't play anything else. I'm not going to play an indie on a Wii U unless it's completely exclusive. And I'll have those people will also have their PS4s and their Xbox Ones. So that's why these numbers sell, because they buy what is different,
Right.
So the Mario Karts or the Splatoons and stuff like that there.
Well,
so.
they buy what... is there. They don't have a huge number of options. So, that's kind of what I was getting at. There is a limited catalog of the AAA big titles. So when they do come out, I think they're going to have a fairly healthy amount of traction within the Wii U community, at least for now.
Yeah.
Number 2, Far Cry Primal. Nice showing for them. And I believe, didn't Far Cry come out, Far Cry Primal, did that come out in February or March? Was it its debut in February or March?
Oh, no. It'd be the end of February, beginning of March. Yeah, somewhere in there.
And then, you know, not shockingly, at least from, I think, our perspective, the division coming February. At number one.
23rd of February it was.
Okay. So it came out late February. It definitely probably had most of its sales, you know, coming within March. But the division continues to roll on and doing fantastic at the number one spot. So now we're done with the news. It's trivia time. Trivia time. I know you guys are excited for this. Of course, we have our new way of handling the trivia. So within the show notes, kids, you will be putting your answer in there before we give away the answer. And our trivia brought to us by Jason Johnson, Teflon 12. Thank you, Jason, as always, for bringing in trivia to the table. And here we go. First question. Which developer created the new Ratchet & Clank game? Which developer created the latest, I will say the latest Ratchet & Clank game, to be accurate here, because it is a remake of the original.
So it just came out in PS4?
Yes. Yes. This is the one that just launched on the PS4. Who created it? Is it A, Sucker Punch, B, Naughty Dog, C, Insomniac, or D, Ready at Dawn? Who created the new Ratchet and Clank game? A, Sucker Punch, B, Naughty Dog, C, Insomniac, D, Ready at Dawn. I need everybody's answers. 1, 2, 3. Put it in there. All right. Nicole, you're good. I gotcha. Looks like everybody is, in fact, correct. It is Insomniac. So everybody gets a point. A point for everybody. Even the audience. Why not? Insomniac is the creator of Ratchet & Clank. And by all accounts, it is a fantastic remake. But
It's now until the 22nd here.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well,
I looked on the PlayStation store because it's quite a cheap title as well. I think it's only about 20 quid.
Yeah,
It's not out until the 22nd here.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm interested in that. I like the Ratchet and Clanks on the PS3, so I might be picking that up.
All right. Let's talk about the next trivia question. By the way, before we get into the next trivia question, let's recap where we are on the trivia. Now, we know all three of you just got a point, so I can even update this live. So this will be exciting. Uh-huh. So we can all know where
your
we stand.
Your math ain't that good. Do you want a calculator?
I have a spreadsheet, my friend. I have a spreadsheet. So in last place is Mike Chin. He participated in a podcast with trivia. He got no questions right, so he's currently sitting at 0. Mike Chin leading the basement. Gary Lever just 1 point ahead of him in second to last place. Then we had guest Dave Avery. He got two points. He's sitting right there. And then it is Richard Webster with 3 points. Rich coming on strong of late, but he had a bit of a dry spell for a while. Then we have three people tied at 4. We have Kim, we have Fraser, and we have Robin. Tied at 4 points, which is technically right now third place. Now, Mark, you are at 6 points. You are in second place. And Nicole, running away with the field right now. 11 points for Nicole.
11?
Holy
11
crap.
Points Holy for God. Nicole. Yes. That
Sparkles.
Is, part of it has been Nicole has been fairly consistent on the podcast this past year. Yeah. She's been on, she's risen to the challenge, not calling in sick. Mark. And Robin, look, you did host a number of shows, so you missed out.
I had to
get
my hair done as well.
You did have to get your hair done. But maybe this next question. And here's the deal. So to be fair, I'm going to read the question. I'm going to read the answers. And then I'm going to do a countdown, and all three of you need to put your answer in at the same time. This way, nobody can wait to see what anybody else puts in. No shenanigans. I don't want any shenanigans. None. All right, here we go. Which esports game awards the most money? which esports game awards the most money? Is it A, League of Legends, B, Dota 2, C, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, or D, StarCraft 2? Which esports game awards the most money?
Tough.
I'll go back through them again. Yeah. A, League of Legends, B, Dota 2, C, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, or D, StarCraft 2? And I will be asking for everybody's answer.
Mine's a guess.
In 3, 2, 1. All right, we are locked in. So Robin said B, Nicole said D, and Mark said D. If we go back to the answers, we've got Robin saying Dota 2 and both Nicole and Mark saying StarCraft 2.
Just because it's so huge in Korea, I think.
Yeah, that is some excellent
logic. I
know logic.
Counter-Strike's got some money behind it.
Some good logic there, Mark. Unfortunately,
Dota's a hotness now.
It is failed logic. Yeah. It is, in fact, Dota 2. So, wow. Robin, nailing down another point, taking the quiz, and just edging ever so closer.
My son is doing his best to try and get a slice of that at the moment. He's in training.
real quickly, according to the esportsearnings.com site, in terms of what the different games are putting out there, I'm going to go from least to most. Counter-Strike Global Offensive, $12,438,000. I'm not going to worry about the lower change. StarCraft II, $18,801,000. League of Legends so far, $27,473,000. And Dota 2, a whopping $59,938,000.
Yep.
So far.
You want
the slice? Yep. There's money to be made, apparently. Well done, Robin. And of course,
thank
well
you.
Done to Mark and Nicole for getting one right as well. We trudge on. Now, remember, season ends come E3. So at some point, Nicole is going to be out of reach for some of these people. I think she may already be out of reach for some of the lower tier people. So you need to start getting your answers in, Mark, Robin, if you guys want to catch her. I'm just saying.
Just me.
I think I'm on next week as well, so I'll have to try and score 2 more points next week.
You have to try and score 2 points because you only got 1 this week. She got 1, so she balanced you out.
I know. Look, she sat there like all smug and...
I'm on cold medicine.
I'm not smug. All right, Nicole, if you would be so kind, let's talk about new releases coming up for the week of April 16th through the 22nd.
All right. So the first one on the list is Gears of War 4 multiplayer beta for X1, April 18th. Axiom Verge for the Vita on April 19th. Blues and Bullets, PS4, April 19th. The Collider 2 on PC, April 19th. Ice Lakes, PC, also the 19th. Invisible Ink for PS4. Is that IS Defense or is?
I'm going to go with IS Defense.
I kind of like this, sounds better. IS Defense for the PC. Koi for PS4. Apparently we're going to play a game about fish. What is that? Langrisser?
Langrisser.
Reincarnation.
Yes.
For the 3DS. Not a game I'm going to run out and go get. Sorry. No. Can't even pronounce it.
You have to get a 3DS first.
I can't pronounce it. Why bother?
We'll ask Richard Webster.
Okay, we will. Loud on Planet X for PS4, PC, and Mac on April 19th. Melty Blood Actress again. Really?
I don't know. I didn't make this stuff up.
Robin's grinning. Did you make this up? He's like, nope. Melty Blood Actress again. Current code for PC. Hang Adventures on PS4. Masquerade, The Baubles of Doom, Xbox One, PS4, 360, PS3, and PC on April 20th. Mega Magic for PC also on April 20th. P-O-L-L-E-N, Pollen for PC and Rift on April 20th. Battlefleet Gothic Armada for PC on April 21st. Continuing on April 21st will be Eternal Destiny for PC. Rogue Stormers, also for PC. Lumo for Xbox One, PS4, Vita, PC, Mac, and Linux starting on April 22nd. Star Fox Guard for the Wii U, also on the 22nd. And Star Fox Zero for the Wii U on the 22nd. And that sums us up.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that, Nicole.
No problem.
All right. So if you are doing the Xbox Live Games with Gold, April 16th denotes the day you can get Sunset Overdrive for free. Well, I should say as part of your paid subscription. So Sunset Overdrive now available. As well as Saints Row 4, which would also be backwards compatible on the Xbox One. So if you ever wanted to play a Saints Row game, this is probably the craziest one out of all of them.
Yeah, it is batshit crazy.
And it is now available for you to download. Robin, why don't you give us the racing update since you are intricately involved.
Yeah, well, the track guys were running the last round of the WEC Crazy Cars. That was on Monday the 11th, there last Monday. And that was in Silverstone in a wet, good, tough race. And Smurf won that race. And it was a really well-earned win. So well done to him. But coming up on Wednesday the 4th of May is the start of the BTCC, which is the British Touring Car Championship. And that's on a Wednesday evening, starts at 9 o'clock. Henwood, Chris Henwood, has made some fantastic paint jobs for all of these cars. There's five or six cars to choose from, and there's a lot of testing going on right now. So he's done the paint jobs and the tunes. And this runs for about 26 weeks. It's a long championship. Everybody's welcome. It's great crack. The guys are on nearly every night at the stage doing some testing quick sixes, as they call them, sort of six laps around lots of the circuits to test all the cars. So please join in. And to join in with that, contact at the Henwood or at ParsnipNose3000 or contact myself at Bongo the Sane, and we'll get you organized and get racing with a load of guys and girls and have lots of fun with that. So that's good fun. So that's Forza Racing at the moment.
Okay. Mark, we have the We Are Epic challenge. We're putting on a summer hiatus.
Yeah.
At least kind of enthusiasm for posting videos kind of had died off a little bit. So we're like, you know what,
yeah,
we're going to take a break.
It's quieting off, yeah.
Yeah.
And with the summer coming up, there's a lot of people actually going outside if a dare to venture outside.
Just
and,
right out there.
Yeah.
Tried that one.
Sun.
And not be in front of a video game device and TV.
Yes.
So these crazy people are going outside. So, yeah, we're going to go on a bit of a summer break. But we had a few entries between January and March this year. A couple of honourable mentions go to Teflon, our very own Mr. Trivia. He did a triple headshot in The Division, which was really cool. So if you want to see that, head over to our Facebook page and have a look on there. Also, we had... I'm trying to remember who it was now. Bear with me. Pad for time, someone. Richard Primrose did quite a cool backflip goal in Rocket League. But the winner is Oliver Ellis, which is Parsnip's son. He did a really cool sniping shot in Rainbow Six Vegas 2. It was against Parsnip as well. They were playing versus against each other. And Parsnip was hiding behind two wooden crates with a very narrow gap, and Oliver spotted a bit of movement and took a shot between this small gap, and killed past him instantly with one sniping shot, and it was awesome. Right. So well done, Oliver. You'll be getting a $20 gift card.
Excellent.
And we'll sort out if you want it on Xbox Live, PSN.
And don't let your dad spend it on you.
No, it's all for you, Oliver. It's not for anyone else.
Yes. Yeah. Don't let your dad talk you into spending it on him. All right, excellent. We also, our ongoing contest that will continue forward is the Victories of Cheese. That was really hard for me to say. Victories of Cheese. Victories of Cheese. It's a new contest. Victories Achieved. And so this is really, this is our bread and butter contest, if you will. You beat a game, take a selfie with the game in the background, and throw it up onto Twitter. At g4te.com, that's g4tedotcom, and shoot that off to us, hashtag victory achieved. Let us know the game you beat, and you'll get entered into a contest between now and June 30th, and you could win, if you are randomly selected, a $20 gift card. Well, it's $20 US, or just subtract 5, 15 in the UK, and PSN, Xbox Live, or the Steams. You tell us what you want, we will deliver. This week's victories achieved. We have Amras 89 finishing Soma, and in just a couple hours, The Order 1886. In fact, I think he did it right before he went to bed. We've got Companion Cube finished Rage.
Is that backward compatible?
I don't think so. I thought
he was playing it on an Xbox One because it came up on my feed.
Okay, well.
I don't think it is.
I'm trying to think if the Xbox One will show you. I think it does give you updates on 360 players.
Oh, does it? Right.
This is a question to ask. We've got Calibrum M finishing Metal Gear Solid 5. Team Natris. He finished Halo 5 Guardians.
Or is it? Is
can we just stop there a second? Team Natris has to be the hottest property coming out of the UK at the moment. In the gaming industry. Unbelievable.
Remember Chini Vidiva?
Yep.
It's a whole new brand.
It's a brand, and I like the ski mask with the glasses. It's good. Well done. Calibrum M also finished Valiant Hearts The Great War. Amras 89 finishing Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry. And then Team Natras back at it again. The Wolf Among Us and Tomb Raider Definitive Edition both finished out. And Calibur Mem, apparently there's a number of these people have nothing to do right now but play games. He finished Infamous First Light. And Marcanix, some guy named Marcanix, he finished Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And finally, RCGC Sarah finished Resident Evil 6. So congratulations to all of you for finishing those games.
They all deserve this, don't they, Greg?
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. You have won a victories achieved. Yes, they do. I was going to give a live reading for that, but no, you can always do the Memorex version. Bongo, we also have this thing called the completion chart, and this is where we cost you money, basically. So it's actually been embraced by everybody in the world.
I'm starting to think about should I put a cap on this.
You may want to. Basically, as it stands right now, if you finish a game that is over 4 hours in length, you're basically giving somebody a point. And I should backtrack a second here. This is something that you are doing on your own. You are doing this for the Extra Life.
Extra Life.
Extra Life is a charity event that happens in the October timeframe. And so basically you are saying for all of the victories achieved that you're assigning point values based on the type of game it was, and then the point values will basically equate to real-world dollars that you will yourself donate in a, kind of a match. And then the person, of course, that completes the most games – they will get something kind of special in the form of a Overseas Connection T-shirt and mug. And there's been rumors about me flying people somewhere. Don't believe it. Amras 89 is currently in the lead, finishing 22 ridiculously short games that have equated out to 22 points, basically. It's actually probably
Mr. Half Point.
Yeah, I should actually retract this. It's not 22 games he's finished. He's actually finished, I think, 48, but it's 22 points worth of games that he's finished. Calibur M starting to gain some traction here at 12.5 points. Then Companion Cube at 9, Mr. Miyagi at 8, and RCGC Sarah coming in at 7. So, you know, people are slowly, the gap is closing.
I have a figure in mind. I would love to be able to, the guys, so this is a challenge to all our community out there. Get your victories achieved, and I would love that this was $500 at the end of the year. Do you know what? Even better if it was $1,000. You know, fantastic. Come on, get out there.
Right.
Finish the games. Get your victories achieved in. Please. Come on. Do it. Do it.
Do it. All right. Well, that brings us to our closing notes. We can wrap the show up real quickly. Robin, why don't you read out the closing notes this week?
Yeah, look, if you want to join in and have a bit of crack with us, you can watch us live. We usually go at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night UK time. You can work it out from there. And you can find that at twitch.tv/G4TE.
I would just like to throw in real quickly, because, you know, Americans are not good with math. And there are a number of Americans that watch this show. It's 3 p.m. Yep. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern, just to help
They're
out.
They're not good with math.
No.
You can email the show at podcast@g4te.com or tweet us the main way we chat a lot, which is at @OC_podcast. We have a very active Facebook group, and you can find that at fb.g4te.com. Of course, you can throw a few bucks at us to go for some of the prizes that we give away. We don't pay ourselves. We do this all for free. And you can drop a few bob at donate.g4te.com. And of course, it'd be lovely if you left us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. So,
or even YouTube. Even YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, actually,
we did have more. We really did.
Yeah. Prawn Toast, Chapstick.
Yeah. Prawn Toast is in there. Well, we already talked about Chapstick. He doesn't get twice. Why mention him twice?
Because he's down under.
He's down under?
Yeah.
Yes. Because, see,
he's
I don't remember.
Breakfast.
Right.
He did. He was going to wake the wife up to go get breakfast made. What a turkey butt. But, yeah.
All right. Sorry.
But we did. We had a lot of good friends in today. So we appreciate them, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. And it's fun to get the little conversation in the bottom there. I crack up a lot at some of the stuff that these people say. Yes, it is the Shat Prawn Toast.
It is the Shat.
Yes. So thank you, gentlemen, for doing this. And we'll let Mark go.
Just want to shout out to you guys. It's great to be back on the show again after being quite poorly. And I want to shout out Hideo Kojima for making a great game.
I'm going to be physically sick now.
Prawn Toast, Chapstick.
Yeah, Prawn Toast is in there. Well, we already talked about Chapstick. He doesn't get twice. Why mention him twice?
Because he's down under.
He's down under?
Yeah.
Yes. Because, see,
he's
I don't remember.
Breakfast.
Right.
He was going to wake the wife up to go get breakfast made. What a turkey butt. But but we did. We had a lot of good friends in today, so we appreciate them, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. And it's fun to get the little conversation in the bottom there. I crack up a lot at some of the stuff that these people say. Yes, it is the Shat Prawn Toast.
It is the Shat.
Yes. So thank you, gentlemen, for doing this. And we'll let Mark go.
Just want to shout out to you guys. It's great to be back on the show again after being quite poorly. And I want to shout out Hideo Kojima for making a great game.
I'm going to be physically sick now.
I'm sure you'd love that game, Greg. So.
I like the mechanics of Metal Gear Solid games.
Yeah.
And it's the one area and the one time in gaming where I will agree with Fraser and I don't care about the story.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Fraser lately. He's getting old, isn't he? Because he's getting really grumpy.
He is, totally.
Yeah, he hates every game he plays apart from
grumpy
Metal Gear.
Old man.
Yeah, he's a right miserable bastard, isn't he? We can talk about him because he's not here now.
Right.
But yeah, I'm loving it. So can't wait to play that. I heard an echo.
Ah, it happens.
Yeah, and over to Robin.
Yeah, a few shout-outs. I would like to shout-out Descent and Team Nadris and Kyle Adams. And I'd like to thank them for playing some Division with me. Team Nadris was great. He was had the baby on his lap and didn't have the microphone on. He spoke to me quite quietly. I've got the baby on my lap. And that was good fun with them. Also, quick shout-out to Kyle. Thank you very much for letting me take your PSVR appointment at EGX Res last weekend when I was over with Charlie. So I had a great time with her. That was good. I'd like to shout out Stan Moores, who just put a chat request on Xbox Live for me to chat with him because I must be logged in somehow or another on the laptop here on Xbox. And Grace Moores, lots of Moores this week. Grace is in St. Lucia with her mates having a great time right now. And it just struck me because Fraser asked me yesterday about the second Xbox that I have. How did I work that? Did I have two gold accounts or one gold account? And it just struck me as curious that he's asking me that now, that Grace is away for a week. And it sounds like he's more like me than I care to admit, because I bet you when Grace comes home, miraculously there'll be another Xbox One in the house. Oh, darling, you were away in St. Lucia. Oh, you can't fault me for buying another Xbox for the house, can you? So, yeah, you're a sneaky boy, Fraser. I'm sure that's what you're up to. And you guys, thanks very much. I love coming on the show. So, I'll see you next week.
Absolutely, yes. Next week, Robin, you'll be hosting. I will be taking the weekend off to go drink wine.
Mm,
so I'm excited.
Enough.
Yes. Now, Robin, actually, I do have a question for you.
Yeah, I didn't take the week off.
Yeah. Robin, when you say Moores, are you saying Moores or are you saying Moores?
I have two short
like
words.
Spell it. No.
If you're coming down here, you're coming out of the grabbing like that. If you don't get up beyond, you're a show. Potato!
Well-timed. Well-timed, Mark.
See, that's racist. That's terrible. I take offense. You'll be hearing from my solicitors.
Fair
Moores.
Enough.
Fraser Moores. 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 Fraser Moores.
God love you, Bongo.
Fraser Moores.
All right. Yeah. Enough. I had it. It was a little fun on my part. Allow me to be indulged. You know, a big thank you to all three of you for making the show. Very much appreciate it. And I want to thank the viewers and the listeners because, hey, as Nicole said, we do this because we enjoy podcasting. We enjoy communicating with the community and creating something fun and bigger than just us. And that's a bow on this show. We're done. Yeah.
So. Oh, good point. Richard Webster's not well. Get well soon, Richard Webster.
Absolutely a good point. Yes, Rich, get well. Stop. Mark, really, enough with infecting all of the UK.
Yeah. Told you I'm patient zero. I started the apocalypse.
28 days, man. I remember that movie. 28 days. All right, Mark, I believe we need some music to take us out, and I think we can put a bow on this show. We're done. Yeah.